You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. And I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current one, Rocket can. I am being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard, and I'm being joined by you, everybody listening all over North America. And I love North America. I really do. I love Toronto. I love Boston. I love Chicago. It's just in Chicago. I love New York. I love Philly. I love Pittsburgh. One of my favorite whiskey bars is in Pittsburgh. I love it. I love Miami. Tallahassee. What's up, Tallahassee? I'll be with you in a couple of weeks. New Orleans. Shout outs to WWL. My friends out in Vegas. Save me some money, please. San Diego. Los Angeles. Shout outs to Art in Phoenix. Portland. Texas. Here in Georgia. I see everybody in Georgia all the damn time. What's up, Georgia? And everything in between, okay? Here's the deal. I've been sitting here for 3 hours now. And I've been having a good-ass time. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific, every single weeknight. And so amongst the many things that we discussed tonight, Serena Williams advancing in the U.S. Open again. We've talked about Lamar Jackson and his contract, which still doesn't exist, at least a new one. I shared with you the unfortunate news surrounding Tony La Russa. He's out indefinitely as manager of the Chicago White Sox due to undisclosed health reasons. We talked about Deion Sanders and the unfortunate flooding situation affecting Jackson State as they get ready to take on Florida A&M. And then, as I move forward, every Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I gave you a new top six list. And the focus for tonight was about the top players. The NFL Network did its top 100 as voted by the players. The players don't put any effort into that list. Just jot down names. I actually put thought here into my list. And I wanted to look at players who had amazing years last year that could potentially translate into this upcoming season. And these individuals, I think, as of right now, are the best of the best heading into the season. Here's a quick recap. At number 6, I gave you T.J. Watt. At number 5, I gave you Josh Allen. At number 4, I gave you Tom Brady. At number 3, I gave you Patrick Mahomes. At number 2, I gave you Aaron Rodgers. And at number 1, I gave you Aaron Donald. Now, if you missed my reasonings, download the free Odyssey app and you can hit rewind. I spent 20 minutes breaking down the list from 6 to 1. I wanted to make it very clear to anyone who's tuning in now or tuned in last hour, this isn't a lifetime achievement award list. This is not about who I would draft for the future. I'm strictly looking at which players are the best right now heading into this season. You might notice I didn't have Lamar Jackson here on my list. One of my callers, just a few minutes ago, right before the break, he mentioned Lamar. He said it must be an oversight. I said, no, it's not. We've seen what Lamar Jackson can do. He can win an MVP. But heading into this season, based on what took place last year, I couldn't put him on my list as one of the top players. Would I be shocked if he won another MVP? No. Would I be shocked if he contributed to another 40 touchdowns? No. No, I would not. But heading into the season, I don't have him as one of the top. Aaron Rodgers, he certainly failed in the postseason. Looked like complete ass, but he's coming off of another MVP caliber season. And if I got to trust anybody to throw the football around and do it efficiently, it would be Rodgers. And so if you want the full explanation, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. And then, oh yeah, by the way, if you subscribe or listen to podcasts, I'm sure many of you do, like I do, all you have to do is search JR Sport Brief, and you can listen to the show all day, anywhere you want. You can download it. You can keep it. Do what you want with it. JR Sport Brief, wherever you get your podcasts. And so let me just allow you to hear, just from someone separate from me, why Aaron Donald is special. And it happens to be his own head coach, Sean McVay, and he happened to describe Aaron Donald after they won the Super Bowl earlier this year.
Guys like him are why you coach. He has elevated everybody. I think the epitome of greatness is making everybody that you're around and every situation you're a part of better. It's exactly what Aaron does. And that still doesn't do justice to what an impact that he's made in terms of elevating our whole organization. And I promise you guys, you know, I was mic'd up, so you guys can hear. When it was the fourth down and you could see they got into the shotgun and they were probably not going to run the football, I said, Aaron's going to close the game out right here. And he is the effing man.
Nice. And I know he's happy about that because Aaron Donald is back. Aaron Donald is going to make about $32 million a year. And Aaron Donald is just going to destroy everybody in front of him. He's like the football version of a tank. You got an interior lineman who can play anywhere, really. 12 and a half sacks, is always in the backfield. I know someone who is thrilled that he doesn't have to look at him multiple times a year anymore. His name is Russell Wilson. He cannot be treated like a rag doll. It'd be Kyler Murray's job right now. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ted is calling from Houston. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, good evening. When you said you were going to do your 6-1 list, I just went off the top of my head. My list was exactly the same as you. And listened to it all the way down. And then I thought to myself, okay, well, who's 7? Who's 8? Who's 9? So I came up with 7, 8, and 9. Want to know what you think about it. Number 7, I got Derrick Henry. Number 8, Devontae Adams. Number 9, I think Travis Kelce. And my other question for you is, who do you think will be the rookie of the year in the NFL this season?
Wow. I mean, there's a lot of options. And thank you, Ted, for calling from Houston. He's taken me out of the realm of what we got right now. So many questions. Who would I put at 7, 8, 9? Well, I don't know if I'd put Derrick Henry there based off of his injury. I mean, even and thank God he came back super late. Didn't help the Titans too much there because they needed a quarterback who wasn't going to throw an interception at the beginning, middle, and end of a game. But let me not beat up on Ryan Tannehill. Once you get outside of my top 6, and I did not extend it to a 10, I think I would start to open things up to more, quote-unquote, skill position players. Quarterbacks are ridiculously important. And I think when you look at the NFL right now, Rodgers, Mahomes, Brady, Allen, and I would put Lamar there in that category as well. And then you also got to put Deshaun in there as well. We know his ass ain't playing. He wasn't making no list. And then you start getting into Russell. It goes without saying, quarterbacks are the most important players on the team. They are the most important players in the league. There's a reason that they're making $40 to $50 million a season. They make all the decisions. They make things run. And so, yes, talking about Henry and Debo and throwing in Devontae, that all becomes reasonable, yes. And when it comes to who do I think is winning Rookie of the Year, just let's slow down. I don't need you to steal another top 6 list. We'll get there. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Larry is calling from Cleveland. Go ahead, Larry.
Hey, how's it going? How you doing, JR?
I'm very well.
I tell you, one person, I think Russell Wilson, you mentioned about that, facing Aaron Donald this year from the Cleveland Browns. If he stays healthy, I think maybe he can eclipse that record, Michael Strahan. I'm talking about Myles Garrett. Just what do you think about that?
Well, he certainly has the talent. He's someone I considered, well, I didn't consider him, but just naturally thinking about someone like Aaron Donald and looking at T.J. Watt, Myles Garrett is a contemporary. He was actually selected. He was taken number one in that same draft that T.J. Watt went. And so would I be surprised if Myles Garrett starts to up his sack total? I think he had about 16 into the 20 range. I wouldn't be shocked. We know he's great. We know he has Hall of Fame potential. And let's just see what he can do. But I wouldn't have him on the top six, not right now.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jared. Thank you.
No doubt, Larry. Thank you for calling from Cleveland. Evan is calling from Chicago. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Going real damn good.
Yeah, me too. Love your show. I've called before. But here's the thing that's been bugging me all offseason is, like, this man, Patrick Mahomes, does not get the respect that I think he deserves. And, like, I think that Tyreek Hill leaving, I mean, obviously that's a big deal. But if you remember last year when they started off 2-4, the big problem was, But, like, they started off really bad, and everybody was saying, oh, they're trying to take too much shots. They're trying to go down the field. They're trying to force it to Tyreek more. They need to spread it out. Like, that was the conversation that every single person was having. And now that he's gone and he has a couple more weapons to spread it out, I mean, the Chiefs have hosted 4 AFC championship games in a row. And, like, that's pretty impressive, and I think he's been starting for those 4 years. Like, so, I mean, I just feel like he is the most efficient and youngest player in the league. So, like, if I had anybody I wanted to trust, it would be him. So, yeah, that's it.
No, it's reasonable, Evan, and thank you for calling from Chicago. A lot of the points that you mentioned I made as well about Patrick Mahomes, but I would not say efficient. When it comes down to actual efficiency, Aaron Rodgers is just in another space and another realm. If I were just starting a team tomorrow, and this is not what this list is, if you asked me, hey, what quarterback do you want for the next 10 years? I'd probably say Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, much younger than Aaron Rodgers, but I love Patrick Mahomes, and I agree with you. A lot of the crap that he got last year was overblown. People looked at how they started the season and just kind of started to throw him under the bus like he forgot how to play the position. And so I agree with you. But I wouldn't go ahead and put him as of right now above Rodgers. And by the way, any of these individuals that I have on this list, they can all win. They can all win an MVP award. All of the quarterbacks. Would you be shocked if Mahomes won MVP? No. Aaron Rodgers winning 3 in a row? Likely, probably not likely, but having an MVP caliber season, not out of the realm of possibility. Josh Allen is certainly due, especially if his team ends up going to the Super Bowl where those expectations exist. And Aaron Donald and T.J. Watt speak for itself. But quarterbacks will typically get that award. 855-212-4CBS. Hastings is calling from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Hastings?
Hey, JR. Good to talk to you again, man. So this is kind of a hot take. And I'm a Patriots fan, so I actually hate to do this right now. But for what it's worth, I think – first off, Lazard, I think he's going to be a great sleeper pick for fantasy. I mean, that's the number one quarterback that Aaron Rodgers is going to be receiver that Aaron Rodgers is going to be throwing to. But second off, Tyreek Hill is going to be a absolute animal. And you talk about quarterback situation, and I wanted to throw Tua up there because I think the ceiling with him, if he's healthy, adding Armistead on the offensive line and your tackle position is going to beef up that offensive line. You've got Jalen Waddle, Mike Gesicki on the weapons on the outside as well, with the Gesicki on the tight end position. But man, I think that's a great offense. I think you got a lot of elite weapons there. I think Jalen Waddle will help take some pressure off Tyreek Hill. So I think Jalen Waddle is going to have a good season. But man, when you watch that preseason game and Jalen Waddle just makes a play happen when Tua just flings that thing, that's impressive. I think that Tyreek Hill going to the Dolphins has got to move up to one of those top slots as far as your actual value players who's going to be one of the most impactful players in the league this year. I hate that Patrick Mahomes lost him. I know y'all just talked about him, And I know that Patrick Mahomes is a dynamic quarterback who can make stuff happen. But, J.R., I mean, Tyreek Hill is a specimen. And I think we all could agree that that is one of the best players in the league right now with his athleticism. I'm excited to see what happens with him. But as far as it goes, I'd look out for the Miami Dolphins, man. Bills got their hands full. I wouldn't be surprised, and, you know, like I said, Patriots fan, I wouldn't be surprised if the Dolphins have a really good record and make a push in the AFC this year. So,
that being said,
man, let's go with Tyreek Hill. I'm going to stick with him. Tua's going to have a good season, and I think all those weapons, Jalen Waddle's going to be sleeper, and Lazard's
okay,
going to be sleeper.
Okay, hey, now you're repeating yourself, Hastings. Thank
I
you,
know,
man.
I know. Hey, man, okay. Have a good night. I appreciate
you too.
Thank
you. He saw. Thank you, Hastings. Hastings reminded me of what's the guy's name? Hey, Shep, you ever watch King of the Hill? Is it King of the Hill? Used to come on.
There's
Fox.
There's a show called King of the Hill. I don't watch it though.
Yeah, there was a guy on. I forgot what they called him. He was one of the next door neighbors. I haven't watched King of the Hill in almost, I don't know, a million years, but they had one neighbor who just kept on talking. And he talked so fast, and he I felt like I was at an auction there for a second, like I needed to buy a car or something. But thank you, Hastings. Hastings had some excellent points. He just kept going about them.
He's shocked that a national host actually sat there and listened, because that's not what you guys do these days. So that, I think he was floored by that.
No, he was making good points.
Right.
And then he just kept going. Hey,
so
listen.
He fumbled at the one.
Yeah, he fumbled at the one.
Yeah.
And he got to the one. I don't know. Maybe the Tennessee Titans against the Rams.
He was,
but anyway.
He was good, though. I liked it. Hastings was good.
He was. If you know who the hell that the neighbor was from King of the Hill, if you know who he was, please let me know. Tweet me at JR Sport Brief. Who was the neighbor on King of the Hill that just... I forgot his name.
Was it Khan?
Who?
Khan?
I don't know who the hell that is.
That's the only thing I'm pulling up on Wiki right now.
No.
King of the Hill Wiki fandom. I say next door neighbor and Khan comes up.
No, there's a whole bunch of these guys. There's a whole neighborhood of these guys. What's the main character's name? I haven't watched it in 20 years. What's
Hank
the guy
Rutherford, right?
Hank is the main character with the glasses.
Correct.
And his wife's name, her name is what, Peggy or something?
Her nickname is Peggy. Her birthright name is Margaret.
Okay, so I know Hank and Peggy, and you have the stupid-looking son. I don't remember his name. And then
Bobby.
They have, yeah, Bobby, there you go. Now keep going. There was this guy,
Dale?
The guy who, yeah, I think it was Dale.
Rusty, and a.k.a. Rusty, right?
Dale, did he have like a overbite or something?
He was a
like,
chain smoker.
No, I think that's the other friend.
God, there's a lot of friends in this show. I don't like him when cartoons have more friends than I do, but that's a whole other story.
I think it might be Dale.
Okay. Sergeant William?
No. I think it might be Dale.
First
no,
of
it's
all,
not.
You know King of the Hill doesn't stack up to Family Guy or The Simpsons, right?
Oh,
Or South Park. You're talking about like one of the, you're talking
I
about
agree.
Like a B-list cartoon. It's
oh
not
my
even
God.
Jetsons level.
Of course not. Good. But does, I don't know, I haven't watched any of these shows in so long. Does King of the Hill, it doesn't come on TV. It's been off for years, right?
It was on for, I think it was on for over 10 seasons, I want to say. But I don't think it's on TV anymore. I mean, it's in syndication, but it's not on, it doesn't true. Still broadcast.
I haven't seen King of the Hill in a long ass time. But I can't remember that guy's name. He has a nickname. He doesn't have a normal name. And I'm going to look at Twitter. Somebody's going to tweet me. So let's do this. It's the JR.
Can I get one more guess at this?
No.
Okay.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. I'm going to take more of your calls. We'll talk NFL top players heading into the season. I do want to show Serena love and allow you to hear from Serena before we roll out. And in the meantime, yeah, we're going to try to figure out who the guy from King of the Hill is that just... We're going to figure out who the hell that is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm at work doing security, man, and I listen to your show every night.
Hey, man, I am new to your show, but I absolutely love it. It's awesome.
This is the best sports talk radio show on the air for sure, bar none.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I just delivered you a new top six list. We went through the best NFL players heading into this season, and at number one, I gave you Aaron Donald. If you missed a minute, you missed a second. Very simple. At JR Sport Brief, everywhere on social media, but that's besides the point. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can go to wherever you get podcasts and go JR Sport Brief. And right before we went to break, we had a caller. Hey, Shep, help me out, man. My memory is so all over the place.
You know it was Hastings in Alabama.
Yeah, well, not the name. He was talking about, was it Tyreek? It was Tyreek Hill he was raving about, right, in the Dolphins?
Yes.
Yes, so it was Hastings from Alabama. I remember his name. And he was a great call. I enjoyed him. Yeah, Hastings, thank you so much. And Hastings, he just kept going and going. And then at the end of the conversation, it was just like, well, Hastings, let's relax and slow down here. Matter of fact, listen to Hastings.
I'm excited to see what happens with them. But as far as it goes, I'd look out for the Miami Dolphins, man. Bills got their hands full. I wouldn't be surprised. And, you know, like I said, Patriots fan, I wouldn't be surprised if the Dolphins have a really good record and make a push in the AFC this year. So,
That being said,
man, let's go with Tyreek Hill. I'm going to stick with him. Tua's going to have a good season, and I think all those weapons. Jalen Waddle's going to be sleeper, and Lazard.
Okay,
be
hey,
sleeper.
now you're repeating yourself, Hastings. Thank
I
you,
know,
man.
I know. Hey, man, okay. Have a good night. I appreciate
you too.
Thank
you. Thank you, Hastings. Hastings reminded me of what's the guy's name? Yeah, Hastings was going in. He started to speed up the speech. The words were starting to roll together. And I was like, hey, I remember he reminded me of the guy from King of the Hill. And I haven't seen King of the Hill in 20 years. And then, you know, neither Shep nor I could remember his name. But thanks to all of the million people on Twitter, we know who it is. And shout outs to everybody who has tweeted me. DJ Diesel tweeted me, what's up, Texas Southern? What's up, TSU? Shout outs to those Tigers. The Tigers tweeted me. I can't wait to get back to Texas Southern. Media for the movement, so I need to get back real soon. And stay tuned. A lot of people tweeted me, and it's real simple. It's Boomhauer. Yes, Boomhauer was the neighbor. And Shep, come on, help me out here. He was the neighbor for what's the main character's name? Come on, help me.
I've never watched the show before. I'm just making something up right now and trying to pontificate and placate your ego right now. And you don't have an ego. You're one of the healthiest people we have in this business, so I'd just be BSing for nothing.
The main character for King of the Hill,
it's not Peter Griffin, I know that.
No, Hank.
Okay, see, I knew it was an H. But Hank. JR, but in all seriousness, that show never had mainstream commercial success, though. You can't, right? Like, that wasn't really a popular show.
It was popular, man.
Was it really?
It's not, like you said, it wasn't South Park or Simpsons or what is the Simpsons, but King of the Hill was great. Now, besides that, we know the guy's name is Boomhauer. And so, without further ado, this is what the hell Boomhauer sounded like.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I tell you what, fat kid's always a funny one, man. There's a dang old John Candy, John Belushi, knife and fork dug their grave, man.
I got a pretty good dang old idea what's going on. I tell you what, man, it's a
man, yo, man, call Dr. Scholes, man, 911, man. Y'all look like a dang old hot car ride with that old crap, man, yo.
I don't know, man, Hank's man. You know, that dang old Hank's man.
Yeah. And those are actually some of the more coherent statements that Boomhauer ever put together. And Hastings, listen, man, I appreciate you. Thank you so much for calling up from Alabama. We just having fun. You actually had a great call. And let's see what your Miami Dolphins do this upcoming season. Let's see what they do. It should be fun. Ryan is calling from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, that's actually the reason I called. I was gonna say it was Boom Hour. He was my favorite character. You know, Boom Hour is my favorite character. I still laugh at him, you know, with different things. I didn't really have a sports point tonight, so I actually called to say Boom Hour, but I figured you would find it, you know, by the time it got to me. But I will say, I'll just leave you with this. Football season's upon us, the sports world. You know, we're watching Serena right now, Albert Pujols keeping track of Aaron Judge, and football season's here, so it's a great sports time. Let's sit back and enjoy it. But thanks again, JR.
Well, hold on, Ryan.
Okay.
Give me your best Boom Hour impersonation.
Well, I can't do it that well, but I loved watching it. I can't do Boom Hour.
Oh, come on.
Don't
come on, Ryan. You don't have – give me 5 seconds.
Well, no, I can't sound like him or do it, but he was my favorite character. And then Hank Hill's voice was the same guy that did that was Tom Anderson's voice on Beavis.
I'm not asking
the same voice.
Yeah, I'm not asking you about it. I'm disappointed, Ryan. I'm just
saying. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm disappointed in you, Ryan.
I can't do that.
Okay. I'm sad. Ryan doesn't care about my happiness. Thank you, Ryan. Man. Ryan doesn't give a damn how I feel. I'm disappointed. I say, who cares how JR feels? Nobody. Nobody. Nobody cares how I feel.
No, wait a minute.
Yes.
To Ryan's point,
yes,
he's only going to do an impersonation if it lives up to the billing of what
no.
Boomerang sounds like. So
his
he's not going to shortchange your show. That's why we love Ryan on the show.
The man's name is not Boomerang.
What's his name?
His name is Boom Hauer.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
The man's name is Boom Hauer. Play him
never
again.
Heard of Boom Hauer. I mean, that's the first time Boom Hauer has ever been mentioned on a national radio show. That much I can promise you.
Maybe. Well, good. There's only been one time that there's been a JR on a national radio, and it's been me.
It's true. There's two famous JRs in sports, though. Actually, three. JR Reed.
Well, where's he at right now?
Well, that's a good point. Okay, but we do have an iconic JR in you, and we have another iconic in Jim Ross.
Oh, yeah. We need to get – well, good point. I need to hit up good old JR and talk about his Oklahoma Sooners. Good point. Thanks for the reminder,
Chef. Of course,
and the
actor, too.
What, the one that got shot in Dallas?
Yeah, I didn't want to go there, but yes.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's few of us. And then there was the one that, forgot which play to do in basketball, and J.R. Smith. But anyway, let's play Boom Hauer again.
What are you talking about? I tell you what, fat kid's always a funny one, man. Is it dang old John Candy, John Belushi, knife and fork dug their grave, man?
I got a pretty good dang old idea what's going on. I tell you what, man, it's a
Yo, man, call Dr. Scholes, man, 911. Man, y'all look like that dang old Hart Cartwright with that old crap, man, yo.
I don't know, man. Hank's man. He knows that dang old Hank's man.
Yeah, he is. He is. And thank you to everybody who shot me over a tweet, including Texas Southern. Much love to Texas Southern. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get to more of your calls before I roll out. We will hear from Serena Williams as she has advanced once again in the U.S. Open.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
But I'm going to get off the radio. I just wanted to let you know I commend you for what you're doing, JR. That's great what you're up there doing, the speaking engagements and talking to these college students and stuff. We need more of that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be back on college campuses all across the country real soon. You want me to come through to your school? You want to see if we can make it happen? It's simple. Hit me up. It's jrsportbrief@gmail.com. That's jrsportbrief@gmail.com. We did an amazing job last year working with Special Olympics for the media for the movement tour. And we about to do it again. And so stay tuned. I'm going to have information on that very, very soon. Very, very soon. 855-212-4CBS. We've talked about a lot tonight. I gave you my top six list of NFL players heading into this season. Gave you Aaron Donald at number one. If you missed all the reasons, I'm not going to fill you in on all of them right now. It's impossible. I don't have enough time. Just get the Odyssey app. You'll be able to hit pause and rewind and all that good stuff. Let's get to some of these calls before I roll out. We've talked Serena and Lamar and Tony La Russa. We've talked about Deion Sanders and Jackson State. And then never in my life did I think I'd be on air talking about Boomhauer from King of the Hill. But here we are. One of our callers reminded me of him. 855-212-4CBS. Ezra's calling from right here in Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ezra?
Yo, what's up, JR? I'm going to add a little remix to your top six. I'm going to do quarterbacks and then defense. My first player is Patrick Mahomes. The kid has made the playoffs ever since he got into the league. You know, won an MVP, went to two Super Bowls, should have went to three if it wasn't for that offside. So I go Patrick Mahomes. After that, I go Aaron Rodgers, two-time MVP. I mean, no one can argue that. You can actually switch them. It doesn't matter. Then, of course, the GOAT with Tom Brady. So the first three, I'm going to go quarterbacks because that's the most important position in all of sports. My second three, T.J. Watt. T.J. Watt, Defensive Player of the Year. And, J.R., I'm going to give you a quick little stat. T.J. Watt, for his career, since he got drafted in 2017, has 72 sacks. And he's played in 73 games. He missed two games because of COVID. So just chew on that for a minute. 72 sacks in 73 games.
Yeah, I understand.
Won the Defensive Player of the Year.
I know.
Tied Michael Strahan. So it's one of those where it's like, I know Aaron Donald, what he did on that fourth down, MVP, all that. But right now, Defensive Player of the Year, T.J. Watt is four.
Okay, well, Ezra, just give me the other two, man. We only have a little bit of time left.
Five,
okay. Ezra, your phone is going out. Hurry up. Last one.
Fitzpatrick, best safety in the league.
All right. Thank you, Ezra. Appreciate you, man.
All right.
No doubt. Hey, Shub, what did he say as the last one? Something Fitzpatrick? What did he say?
You
did
kidding? You I barely heard the first one.
It's like his phone was like coming in waves. Like you listen to the ocean goes out and it comes back in. It's just a little wavy there.
Hastings is sounding better by the moment.
Yeah, well, yeah, he was great. Well,
so was Ezra, by the way, in all seriousness.
He was. Yes, he excellent call. Wyatt is calling from California. Go ahead, Wyatt.
Hey, what's going on? So I really, really like your top six list, right? But I just have one little problem. Why don't you have Cooper Kupp on there, man? I mean, he just won the Triple Crown. Had arguably one of the most like awesome receiver seasons of all time.
Yeah,
and I'm just surprised you left him out.
Yeah, he's the first guy to win a Triple Crown since 1970. But why didn't I have him on the list? Because I think quarterbacks and guys who kill them are pretty much better than or more important to a team than the guy who receives the ball.
Okay, but I mean, you could say that without Cooper Kupp, you know, the Rams don't have a Super Bowl and Stafford doesn't look good in a Rams uniform.
That is true. But I'm not talking about team success. I'm talking about individual players and what they do. And so when you are a wide receiver and you are relying on someone like the quarterback delivering the ball to you, I find the impact from the quarterback to be more important. And I think the disruptor of the quarterback is more important than a guy on the receiving end who relies on someone to deliver him the ball.
Okay. All right. That's fair. All right. That's all I had. Thank you so much for letting me on the show.
Absolutely, Wyatt. Thank you for calling from Cali. Dave is calling from Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, evening, JR. Check
What's
this
up?
Out.
Yes.
I prefer the Ravens to pay Lamar Jackson because I look at it this way. Somebody's going to pull a Godfather and make him an offer he can't refuse.
Oh no.
But
okay.
But at the same time, if Deshaun Watson is getting $230 million, the owner of the Ravens need to up the ante and pay him at least close to $280 million or more.
Oh wow. Okay.
To keep him, because if you don't, like I said, somebody's going to pull a Godfather and make him an offer he can't refuse.
Okay.
And then on top of that,
yeah,
I'm going to try to give you my best Boomhauer impression before I go.
Oh, no. Should I prepare myself, right? Okay, I'm ready.
Hey, man. Hey, stop telling me that. Hold on.
Thank you. At least Dave made me laugh. And I'm this is tempered laughter. Thank
you. What are you talking about?
Okay, stop. Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Jim is calling from Charlotte. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jim?
How you doing, JR? I've got the best Boomhauer impression that you'll ever hear. I've got about here's my first one.
It's like you're born into this world, man. And you got like, it's like this, man, the dust and the wind, man. Don't matter, man. It's like the whole oldies, old how. You know what I think, man? Like, dang, I think, therefore you are, man.
That's starters. That's my philosophy.
Well, what are you doing? You playing stuff off of YouTube. What are you doing?
No. By the way, I used to do what you do. I'm retired now. But I managed to get away from FNZ here in Charlotte with the IR machine. And
yeah.
It was completely legal. Anyway, I have about 7 or 8 Boomhauer cuts. He's one of my favorite dudes. I used to get the cuts off the old cartoon shows, you know, Hank Hill and all that.
Yes.
Boomhauer was his buddy. Yeah. Boomhauer was this IR machine is a piece of my life. Boomhauer was a golfer.
Tell you what you do, man. You did that, keep that angle arm straight, man. Y'all put your left hand still, man. Just speed it the hell up.
Oh, thank you. Well, Jim, I'm you got all the cuts, man. You're on top of it. Hey, much love to you and everybody up at Charlotte, man.
Okay, here you go.
Check it out, man. Talk about a road trip up that Big D Motel, man. You got to talk about the biggest thing in Mowers, Edges, and Clippers. Be there,
oh,
man. It's going to be fun.
All thank right, you, Jim. Appreciate it.
What are you talking about?
Hey, Shep, what are you going to do? You going to have a battle with him? We're going to have a Boomhauer battle on the JR Sport Brief Show? What dimension did I wake up in?
Hey, listen, you instigated all this, JR.
I just asked a very simple question.
You asked and your fans delivered and then some.
And Boomhauer. Yeah, it's shout outs to Terry. I know Terry at WFNZ. Who the hell is this? Let's go from Charlotte to Seattle. Let's talk to Elliot. Go ahead, Elliot.
Hey, what's up, JR? How are you doing tonight? How's it going?
I think everybody's doing good. How are you doing, man? You good?
I'm feeling good, man. I've been having season tickets to the Mariners since 2013. I just want to call and talk about the Mariners. You know, I feel like the offense is definitely a little bit inconsistent, but I think we got one of the best starting pitching rotations in Major League Baseball. I think we got the best bullpen in Major League Baseball. You know, it's an exciting time. Every weekend, the fans in Seattle are coming out and packing the park. It's a really nice environment. I just wanted to ask how you felt about the team or if you've been following anything that's going on with the Mariners or Julio Rodriguez, baby. You know, I collect sports cards. I got some of his rookie cards.
He just got paid, man. Well, this is what I feel about the Mariners. It's going to be nice that they actually make the playoffs. And the last time they did that, what, Ichiro? Edgar Martinez?
Do you think we're going to make a run, or is it just we sneak in the wild card?
No, I think they can make a run, man. The offense,
thank you.
To what you said, it really boils down to the offense. I ain't worried about the pitching at all. But as you know, you can go to the postseason and anybody can get hot. You don't have to look any further than my friends here in Georgia with the Atlanta Braves. They brought in a bunch of guys that got hot and things changed. But Elliot, one step at a time, okay? They haven't been to the postseason in 20 years, okay?
You are right. That one step at a time, just witness a postseason game in person, that's the first step. In my whole life, I've never seen the Mariners make the playoffs in person in my life.
So first time.
First step.
First time for everything, Elliot. First time. Maybe the Sacramento Kings will go back to the playoffs next. Maybe. Nah, not this year. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Listen, folks, it's been amazing hanging out here with you tonight. We've talked about Boomhauer. We've talked about Serena Williams. We talked about Lamar Jackson. We talked about Deion Sanders. We've talked about Cooper Kupp and Aaron Donald. Get well soon, Tony La Russa. Whatever's going on with you, I hope that you're good. Hope that you're cool. And so I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Shep, thank you again for an amazing night, an amazing evening.
Thank you, JR. It's my pleasure, sir.
You're gonna watch King of the Hill episodes later, right?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yes, sorry. It's about making JR happy. Yes.
No. Who cares? I don't want you to. It don't matter to me.
Well, then no.
Yeah, do what you want. That makes me happy. Everybody do what you want. As long as you're not hurting anybody. That's a little JR wisdom. Like I said, tomorrow we'll be back. 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. You can holler at me at JR Sport Brief. Don't move anywhere. Don't go anywhere. Rich Herrera is coming up next in for Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio.